Support for WPR comes from Tomorrow River Community Virtual School, delivering Waldorf-inspired live virtual lessons to grades 4K through 8th, open to all Wisconsin students. More is at trcvs.org.
Support for WPR comes from Doulaying the Doula, offering birth and postpartum training and certification programs for medical professionals and other interested humans. More information about training is at doulaworkshop.com.
Dr. Jasmine Zapata is trying to fix the way girls see themselves. Dr. Zapata is a UW Health pediatrician and assistant professor at the UW School of Medicine and Public Health, and she's traveling the country motivating young people as part of the movement she started called Beyond Beautiful. Dr. Zapata, welcome to Central Time.
Yes, I'm so excited to be here. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, start us off with this message you are spreading. You take it on the road. What is the message of Beyond Beautiful?
Yes, Beyond Beautiful means you are more than what people see on the outside. Your true beauty is within, and that's the message that we give.
And what is the problem you see out there that led you to want to tackle this?
Oh, so many things that I've seen. But just briefly, I'll tell you a couple quick pearls. My daughter was born a 25-weeker premature baby. I was due January 2nd. I had her September 20th at only 1.5 pounds. So she was in the ICU for 3 months, had many life-saving surgeries that she needed. And I'm blessed that she survived. But when she was about 5 or 6 years old, she started getting teased at school for some of her scars that she had from surgery. And I'll never forget, she came home really discouraged and defeated, just talking about how her scars make her ugly. And I told her, your scars make you beautiful. It represents all that you've been through. And so I talked to her about the message, your true beauty is not on the outside, but it's what's within. So that's just one story of what got me started with this.
Big picture, do we get a message that hey, this is what beauty is? This is it. This is it. Everything else isn't it?
Exactly. When you look at newspapers, when you look at the media, there's so many images of what beauty truly is, and it's really impacting a lot of young women.
Talk about the negative impacts for someone like your daughter.
Yes.
with scars or women of color sometimes who don't
definitely.
Match what's portrayed as beautiful.
Exactly. I was just doing a sleepover with my daughter and a couple friends, and one of the young girls was African American, and she was talking about getting bullied at school and being teased a lot. And one of the things that came up was that she felt ugly in her skin. She said being black made her feel ugly and not beautiful. And to hear that, that's just heartbreaking.
How old are we talking?
She was about 10 years old.
And already she's got that message.
Already, that's the message. Mm-hmm.
How early do we need to start talking to kids about this stuff?
We need to start talking to kids about this as soon as they can start talking in their toddler years. The strategy that we use is called positive youth development. Positive youth development is an evidence-based strategy to help young people feel empowered and become successful in life. And what it is instead of focusing on all that's happened in their past or the things that are wrong, you focus on what strengths do they have, and you really do everything that you can to just uplift and bring out those strengths and really foster those things.
I want to talk more about what you do in your talks and your
yes.
programs, but I want to take it back to that moment.
Yeah.
A parent in that situation, you hear
yes.
this from a 10-year-old kid who feels ugly in their skin.
Yes.
What do you do? What do you say?
Yeah, I just acknowledge that feeling, saying, I'm so sorry that you feel like that, but I'm here to tell you that you are beautiful. You're beautiful on the outside. I love your hair. I love your eyelashes. I love your skin. It's so beautiful. But most importantly, that's not what defines you. What defines you is those things on the inside that people can't see. You're courageous. You're resilient. You're confident. You're talented. All of those inner treasures, that's what matters most. And why this is so important is because those seeds of feeling negative inside or not feeling beautiful within, those are seeds that lead to depression and suicidal thoughts. And I, as a physician in my training, I've seen that a lot. Young girls coming in with suicidal thoughts or suicide attempts.
As a parent of teenagers now, I feel like if I were to say something like that to my kids, there's a lot of eye rolling going on. As kids get older, how do you still communicate that message, but in a way they're not just going to be like, yeah,
yes.
whatever, parent?
Good question. So it's so important to have innovative strategies that can deliver this message. So that's why I started the Beyond Beautiful movement. It's not just conversations. What I've done is I've partnered with performing artists. I have turned the Beyond Beautiful book into a song. So I actually sing and a rap, and also at the events we play different games, icebreakers. We create an exciting environment, and then we deliver this message in a very fun and exciting way.
Talking to Dr. Jasmine Zapata of Madison about her Beyond Beautiful project. So you're just giving us a sense of what happens at these Beyond Beautiful events.
Yes.
What do you hear from people after? What kind of response do you get?
We are getting some amazing, amazing feedback, especially from the parents, because something unique about our programs is that it's not just for the young girls that come. We invite their parents to come as well. So while we're doing breakout sessions with the girls, we have a real talk. It's not a real talk, but more like a empowerment and support group session with the parents that are there. And we're hearing a lot of great feedback. So not only do the girls feel empowered, but the parents come away with strategies of how they can better support their kids.
Yeah, I imagine there's a lot of things we might do as parents that unwittingly, unintentionally contribute to the problem, like how we talk about, you look beautiful or whatever. How do we do that in ways that don't reinforce all the bad stuff?
Yeah, I think one of the things is just focusing on, again, those inner strengths. That's the biggest message, talking about the things that you have inside that truly make you beautiful. So even having real conversations with your kids about even your own flaws. A lot of times parents, and I'm myself guilty, we give a portrayal that we're perfect and we do everything right, and teaching the kids this is what you should do. But even when you make mistakes, being transparent and telling them what's going on and lessons that they can learn. One of the biggest things we talk about is resilience. When adverse childhood experiences happen or hard things in life happen, instead of giving up, being able to get back up and keep going. And that's resilience. And that's something that makes you beyond beautiful.
Let's talk more about what's at stake. And you started to touch on this. You mentioned that for some kids, this is going to lead to depression, even thoughts of suicide. Can you talk more about what's at stake when it comes to physical and mental health?
Yes. Whew. I'll never forget the time when I was going through my pediatric training, when there was a young girl that flew in via the helicopter that brings critically ill patients in. She was a young child and attempted to hang herself, and they found her right before she died, and they brought her in. And I remember I was in the ICU putting in orders and being a part of the team. I was in training at the time, but I was a part of the team helping to revive her. And at that moment, I thought to myself, being a doctor is not enough. This is too late. I'm having contact with her too late. What could I have done, or what are things that we can do to prevent this from happening in the first place? And so there are lives at stake. This is a very, very serious thing that we need to focus on. There's a recent reports that came out that, in fact, Black children, the rates of suicide, completed suicide, has significantly increased over the last several years. And that's something that we really need to take seriously. We need to do everything that we can to talk about this issue and give protective factors and do positive youth development strategies such as these.
So that's part of what the Beyond Beautiful events are about. Do you hear more stories from kids at these events in addition to your own family, your kids' friends who you've seen in your practice? Yes. Are you hearing stories just from kids who show up at these events?
Yes. Even to just, we have a part of our events, and we are also starting to turn this event into courses and curriculum within schools, which is awesome because it gives us a longer time to connect with the students. But one of the things that just strikes me, one of the activities we do is speak positive words of affirmation over the young girls that are there, just walking up to them, telling them, you're beautiful, you're courageous, you're smart, you're intelligent. And it's a kind of a bombardment of positivity. And every event, there's a girl that just because we tell them, when we start telling them about those positive things, just tears start to fall. And I wonder what's going on in your life where just for me to come and tell you, you're beautiful, you're courageous, don't worry about what other people think about you, I believe in you, they're just crying. There's so much going on, and it's so powerful.
And I imagine, I haven't been to these events, I imagine you see lights turn on sometimes with kids,
yes.
I bet. Can you talk about maybe the positive reactions you might get by
yes.
the end of this?
Some of the lights that turn on is, it's awesome because they've received so many messages, sometimes even from your own friends and family, negative messages from the media, just looking at statistics. And then when you have someone coming in saying the total opposite, it causes a little bit of confusion. Like, wait a minute. If this person over here told me I'm stupid, I'm going to drop out, I'm going to get pregnant before I turn 18, all these negative things. But then this group of people is telling me all this wonderful stuff about me. Somebody's not right. So sometimes it even just causes them to question and dig deeper. So that's very positive. And also, as a Black woman who has overcome many, many obstacles and am a physician, there's a lot of times where young girls that are interested in the medical field will look at me and say, oh, wow, I want to be a doctor, too. And it just gives them a realization that they can reach any dream that they set their mind to.
You're working mostly directly with kids and their families, mm-hmm. as you mentioned. Do you have thoughts for the media, us in the media, how we can present beauty and also represent people, like, as you say, a woman of color who's a
yes.
doctor? Like, how can we paint a better picture of the world for these kids?
Oh, you're going to have to invite me on for longer than this quick segment here. But that's an excellent question. Just to be inclusive in even the music that we listen to that plays on the radio, the CDs that sell. Well, people don't buy CDs anymore. I'm aging myself a little bit. But the records that sell and get playtime, think about the majority of the messages that are in there. What messages are those sending to young people who are listening? If the way that you can be popular and the way that you can be successful is music like this or the images that they're sending, that's a horrible message that it's sending to the young people. So I think one thing that people in media can do is insert positivity into that array of messages. Invite guests to talk about stuff like this. Play music that has a positive message. And that's just some of the things that we could do.
In our last few moments,
yes.
If there are girls or young women listening themselves or with their
yes.
parents, leave them with a quick message.
Yes, I'm going to leave you with the Beyond Beautiful Declaration. Right here in my book, and this is what everything is based off of. Today will be a great day. I'll achieve all I set my mind to. I cannot be stopped. I can do anything I want to because I'm beyond beautiful. I'm beyond beautiful. I'm courageous. I'm resilient. I'm confident. I'm creative. I am talented, intelligent, unique, and innovative. I'm worth it. I deserve it. I am treasured. I am loved. And I deserve every blessing that is coming from above. That's something that I want you to say to yourself every single day. When the world talks about you or it feels like so much negativity is coming at you, you have the power to speak life over yourself. And the words you speak are so powerful. So say that about yourself every day. Doesn't matter what people say on the outside, your true beauty is within.
Dr. Zapata, thanks so much for joining us in the
yes.
studio.
All right. Thanks for having me. And thank you so much for taking the time to talk about this important topic.
That's Dr. Jasmine Zapata, a Madison-based pediatrician and doctor of preventive and public health medicine. We talked to her about her empowerment movement called Beyond Beautiful that's taking her around the country to speak to young people. You can find a link to her website with a schedule of coming events at WPR.org.